Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter. Gonna do
No matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, family, let's give God some praise this morning, amen, for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth, just thanking God for this opportunity to be here one more time. Thanking God for sending his only begotten son to save us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Welcome, family, welcome, welcome. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all. We thank God for this day, amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Many have come to say to be here, but they did not make it. Hallelujah. But God has kept us. Amen. We have a lot to shout about. Not only did God keep us up, but he clothed us in our right mind. It means he restored our soul. Amen. That we know who we are and whose we are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let us pray this morning. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we enter in this morning. Lord, we come lifting up all of our family members. Oh, Lord, we come on one accord this morning with our combined faith, oh God. Lord, trusting you for all things, oh God, casting all our cares and our fears and hurry and burdens down this morning, oh Lord. And Lord, we pick up the pace and pick up the peace that you give, oh God. The peace that passes all understanding. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for life, hope, and strength that comes from you, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, oh God, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of our family members and loved ones, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for sending your only begotten Son to save us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come holding ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, to receive from you this day, amen, this day that you have made, oh God, and we are rejoicing right now, oh God, because we know with you all things are possible, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that you did it all, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we surrender all over to you, oh God, that you may have your way, oh God, for right now, by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, and the finished work on the cross of the shed blood, we bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us, amen, that all will see and know that we are your children, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we confess our sin of our fathers, let grace and mercy prevail over us right there and those in our family. We declare and declare right now that we have received pardon from our prayer life to our sinners in the realm of the supernatural. They will not be cut down. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven, and we declare and declare by faith that we are seated only in Christ Jesus. We are seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk on this plane and realm. We declare in the presence of the anointing of God, take every yoke up, opens up every door, and assign angels to reinforce us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens of today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we touch and agree to say, oh God, that you will touch the hearts and minds of our family members and loved ones, oh God. Let peace overtake them right now, God. Lord, we pray for the unity in every family about what the enemy has caused, separation and confusion. Let unity take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, we walk in you right now to have your way. Have your way right now. Do what only you can do. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, turn it all around right now for our good, oh God. Lord, we come celebrating the day of Christ right now. As you sent your only begotten Son into this world, oh God. Lord, we don't know the actual day, but we rejoice and we celebrate right now his life and death. And all that he did on the cross, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your prayer to give us a hope and a future. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. As we enter in this day in prayer, oh God, we are the Holy Spirit of the living God that you will come and intercede for us. And we thank you, Lord, that we may receive the right directions and instructions, amen, and guidance right now, what to do, where to go, what to say, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask you in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels right now to warn against any spirits in the heaven of the divine to stop our prayers from being answered. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let us pray prayers that will bring healing to our family, healing to our bodies, peace to our minds, oh God. Strength, oh God, to our bones, oh God. We will pray, oh God, for prayers that will bring peace upon your children, oh God. We will pray prayers that all will be delivered and set free from the worldly things and possession and people of this world and Satan's ways and taxes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We come against any spirit right now, the liar, every hindrance spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We come against every spirit of frustration, procrastination. We come against every spirit of, hallelujah, of lust and perversion. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses right now. We come against the spirit of destruction. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression. We come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, and the spirit of accuser of oppression. We come against the spirit of gluttony, the spirit of mammon, and we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of loneliness, anger, wrath, right now, deceit, and every bitter spirit of resentment, every rebellious spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root of the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we declare the crown that delivers me from it, and we declare the crown that I wake up in the name of Jesus Christ and the shed blood that we are delivered and we are set free, and we are free indeed, and we just want to say thank you that we can enter in right now in prayer and receive. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty, oh God, your great miracles, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Father God, we ask that your love of scripture to take root and manifest in us right now, God. Hallelujah, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be a grip on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that shall keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life, oh God. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, oh God, and wisdom to apply to our daily lives, that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Father God, we pray for the lost this morning, that they too may be found, oh God, that they will rededicate their lives to Christ Jesus, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for the children around the world, oh God, their protection, oh God, that every need be met, oh God, of your children, amen. We pray for the land of Jerusalem and its people, oh God, that you will heal the land, oh God, and its people, oh God, that you will heal America, oh God, and land and people, amen. Let the pleasure of the wicked be praised on today in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we enter in, oh God. We trust you, oh God, for all that you have for us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We declare the prayer of our faith in his hope, and it shall be on the way. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We pray with trembling grace, oh God, for those in our family that will be struggling on the road today. Lord, we ask you to bless all their glory coming up today, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask that there be no mechanical fails, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pillows, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We take the blood of Jesus Christ on every form of transportation that we may enter into as a driver or a passenger. Every road, every street, every highway, every airway, every freeway. And we're building home a place for where our feet may tread today. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And we decree in the prayer of the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every word that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. It is you who have given us the power and the authority to speak to a thing. And it shall be established in this earth. And we just want to say, thank you. So we can decree in the corner and it is so. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. Have your way, God. Oh, Lord, touch all that's on the line today, oh God. And all that purpose their hearts to be on the line, touch right now, Father God. In the mighty way, oh God, and change us, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Removing every distraction that will try to keep us from you, oh God. That will try to keep us from entering in so that we can receive. Let it be removed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We decree and declare that all that we've prayed for is, it is so and it shall be no other way. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, family. Hallelujah. Give God some praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Bible said there are two or more gathered in his name, such as in the bed, there he is in the midst. So we thank God for being in the midst this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. That we can come boldly to the throne of the grace, asking and receiving, believing that, that we pray for that God will do, amen, according to his will. Hallelujah. And then the faith of accepting and expecting God to do it. Hallelujah. The way that God set it up to be. And we just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you all. I won't keep you long today. It is a Merry Christmas. It is a happy holiday. Amen. That God has kept us. So I'm going to open up your line and ask you how you're doing and how you've been this week. We want to know how you're doing today. Amen. God bless you. Cousin Bonnie and Angel, how you doing and how you've been?
We're doing good this morning. Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Glory to God.
Glad to hear your voice. And thank God for being on the line this wonderful Christmas morning. So we're doing
Amen. What a beautiful way to start your day off. In prayer with family. Yes. Amen. Touching the decree and declared over this day that it is victorious and it is blessed. Amen. Good to hear you both. Hear your voice this morning. God, keep your God strengthen you both. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruth, may God bless you. How you doing and how you be?
They doing real good this morning. This ain't live, Jane. So I wanted to speak since I'm not on the line. I'm on the line with them, but we're blessed today.
Amen.
We all sit around on the table here waiting waiting for you to come on. So I'm blessed to be with my family today. So I'm going to let Brenda come on next then. Okay.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. God bless you, Angel, all today. We love you so much. Thank God for you.
All right, Mother, how you doing?
Oh, all right. All right.
All right.
Love woke me up. Clothed me in my right mind.
Amen.
On Christmas. Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My sister, I'm blessed.
Good morning, family. Merry Christmas.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas. It's a wonderful time of the year. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm doing great.
Yes. Amen.
Had a good week.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful,
Lord.
Wonderful time of the year. Thank God. Love you, family.
God bless you. We love you, too. Love you all. Hallelujah. God bless you. Good to hear y'all voices this morning. Amen. Amen. God continue to strengthen you and bless you.
We're in here this morning and having a great time.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Sister Dorita, go ahead. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been? I'm sorry, that's not Dorita. Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. I can say
good morning.
You all a Merry Christmas in the name of Jesus, because we know
Amen.
It wasn't nobody with Jesus that let us see this day. And I thank
Jesus.
You for new grace, and I thank you for new mercy.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord
Amen.
For my family under the blood
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. Good to hear your voice, knowing that God has kept you this day. Amen. We don't take it for granted, and we just thank God that he has kept us all to be here one more time. Just say thank you, Father. Amen. God bless
thank you,
your household. Sister Karen, we love you so much. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning, family. Merry Christmas to everyone.
And Merry Christmas and a happy birthday for Jesus Christ. And I just thank God for another time for us to come together here in fellowship, and especially on Christmas morning. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. And we thank God for you. I thank everybody for being on the line this morning, that we can pray and enter in on this beautiful day that God has given us. So I thank God for you for coming online and touching and agreeing. Amen. God bless you. God keep your cousin Kim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed. I want to say God bless everybody. Merry Christmas. And I love everybody, and I want everybody to keep on celebrating, because this is Christ's birthday, and we celebrate in his name. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. So good to hear your voice. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. We pray God continue to strengthen you, bless you, guide you, and protect you in all your ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My mom hasn't popped in on the line yet, but we lift her up this morning. Pray all is well with her and Bernadine and Classy and Irma. Pray for them and Sean Denise and all that will be on the line. Amen. We just continue to lift them up this holiday. We pray the peace of the Lord be with them and upon them this day and their household in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so we just thank God. Thank God for everyone who decided today. I'm going to make sure I get on the line and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We can get easily distracted with a lot of other things, but I thank God. I have my little daughter here, and she is 17. She's fixing breakfast, Christmas breakfast for everyone. So I won't hold you all long, but I want to be make sure I was committed to what God has for me to do. Amen. This morning, family, we're going to be coming out the book of Isaiah, and then I will do a collective prayer. I can agree with all that you're petitioning on today, and then we'll come on off the call. Amen. We come out of the book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. Hallelujah. And I'm coming out of the New King James Version Bible. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 through 6, "Nevertheless, the groom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel fire. Verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." What the Bible is saying, family, in these verses, that in our gloom and despair, we feel that our sorrows and troubles will never end, but we can take comfort in this certainty. Although the Lord may not always take us around our troubles, if we follow him wholeheartedly, he will lead us safely through them. Amen. See, this child who would become the deliverer is the Messiah, Jesus. Matthew quotes that these verses describing Christ's ministry in the book of Matthew 4, chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. See, the territories of Zebulun and Naphtali represents the northern kingdom as a whole. So these were also the territories where Jesus grew up and often ministered. This is why they would see a great light. See, the Apostle John also referred to Jesus as the light in John 1 and 9. Jesus referred to himself as the light of the world in John 8 and 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So in a time of great darkness, family, God promised to send a light who would shine on everyone living in the shadow of death. He is both Counselor and Mighty God. See, this message of hope was fulfilled in the birth of Christ and the establishment of his eternal kingdom. He came to deliver all people from their slavery to sin. Amen. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, I'll call your name, and whatever you want to petition and pray today, please do so, and then I will collectively pray over it once we all petition our prayers this morning. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Sorry. Just thanking God for being able to be on the prayer line this morning, and thanking God for my wonderful family that I'm not able to see. We can't see each other, but thank God I can hear them. And thanking God for you. And
thank you, Lord.
2022, it will be a good year. And I love everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Good morning. It's Aunt Vera. How y'all doing?
We're doing good over here.
Oh,
God bless you.
Boy.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas, Aunt Vera. We love you so much. God bless you.
And I guess, and did you want to say anything else?
Mm-hmm.
You want to say anything else? Okay, well, tell them to pray for you as usual.
Yeah. Pray for me.
Yes, Lord.
And pray for me too.
You pray for my family. Yes. Amen. And
Jane. And me. And everybody.
Amen.
Else.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will collectively pray over all that you both petitioned this morning. God bless you both. God keep you. May the peace of the Lord overtake you all the days of your life and those in your household. Amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. God bless you both. Amen. Aunt Eliza Jane, Cousin Brenda Gill, and Auntie Ruth and Mary, God bless you. Go ahead.
Prayer request. Oh. Just bless this prayer line and bless this day that we're having today. And I'm just so thankful to be here with my family.
Amen.
And y'all doing as well as they are. My sister Ruth May, she up this morning looking beautiful and her hair done. And she's, I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for all my sisters. Bless all of them. Okay.
Amen.
Here's Brenda and her mama.
Amen.
Yes, all glory, praise, and honor to the Most High God. I'm just so grateful for this beautiful, beautiful family and this prayer line and Pastor Tawanika, Mackie Manning, God bless you. I just thank and praise God for you. And
thank you, Lord.
Continue to bless our family and draw us closer together and give us that genuine love that runs from heart to heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Spirit of Christmas, giving,
yes.
Thank God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. It is so. And it shall be no other way. In Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. A.T. Ruth to me.
Talk loud, man, so they can hear you. What you want God to do for you today? Who you want him to bless for you? God bless you. God keep you. All of your family.
Yeah. Oh, my family. Bless. Oh, family. What a blessed day.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you all. We love you so much. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, and God bless you also and your household. And I really
Amen.
Love the work that you are doing for Jesus. Just keep on doing the work for Jesus. And I say to the family on the phone this morning, it's going to be a better day in 2020.
Amen.
But all we got
yes,
to do
Lord.
Is trust God. And when we trust
yes,
in God, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm looking for a
Amen.
Better day.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And pray for my
Thank
family.
You, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God keeping you in your household. We thank God for you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. And it is so. All that you petitioned by faith this morning, it shall be done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just want to thank God. Thank God for Jesus Christ. And,
Amen.
Jesus Christ being born on this day. And I want to thank God for you for continuing
Amen.
This prayer line. And I ask God to bless you and your family and to
Amen.
Keep you all.
Amen.
And I just thank God, you know, for my family, my immediate family, my aunts and
yes,
my
Lord.
Cousins and just my friends, you know, near and far, and just thank God for keeping us thus far.
Yes.
And if you can send me your number afterwards, please.
Yes. Oh, amen. Sorry. I'll send it to you. Yeah, okay. I'll send it to you. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be done the way unto you and all that you pray for others. May God do for you and your household and all that you love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless and God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want you to pray for my boys and the one that had to go to work today. He's a fireman, and he had to go to work. He was hated to go, but I told him God going to take care of him and keep him. And I want you to pray for your family and pray for all my families on the line. And I got new family, which is your family. Pray for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all have a good breakfast in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we lift them up right now. We lift up your children. Hallelujah. We pray, God, right now, wherever he is, oh, Father God, let your hedge of protection be around him, oh, God. Keep him and protect him, oh, God, in all the days of his life, oh, God. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh, God, that even right now, oh, God, that you are strengthening him, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that even right now, that your peace has come over him, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you for the life, health, and strength of his mother. Hallelujah, oh, God. And just continue to keep her, bless her, strengthen her, protect her, guide her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we know that your God that is able to do all things but fail. And we declare and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, because we love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I believe Ava Ernestine is on the line. Hallelujah. Ava Ernestine, is that you?
Good
hey,
morning,
God,
yes.
God.
Hey, good morning.
Ava Ernestine, how you doing and how
yes.
you doing, Ava Ernestine?
Oh, I'm sitting here and the clock is got after 10, and I say, Lord, how much? And I've been sitting right here and forgot the time. Forgot what time it was until I looked up at the clock and I said, oh, Lord, how much I got to get on the prayer line. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for all of you all that's on the prayer line. And Merry
yes.
Christmas to all. And I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for everything that the Lord has did
Amen.
For me. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. So good to hear your voice. Yes, we love you. We love you so much, and we're just lifting you up. And I said, well, everybody's seeing normally on the line, and so just praying for you, and we thank God for you. We love you so much. And is there anyone you want to pray for this morning, bring to the altar? We want to pray for them this morning. I'm going to do a collective prayer.
Yes, I thank you. I want you to pray for all my sisters and all my children that's taking care of them. And that is a blessing. Oh, but they done it. Brenda Gale and it's taking care of her mama. Grateful, and Bonnie taking care of her mama. Denise taking care of her mama. I'm so thankful for them.
Yes, Lord, I want to go ahead and pray that prayer right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as I come with your daughter this morning, oh God, with her faith, oh God, conquered my faith this morning, on one accord, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name as we come together, Father God, and lift up every one of our sisters, Father God. We pray their strength, oh God. We pray their healing. We pray their protection. We pray their peace overtake them right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for long life, good health, and strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for their daughters, oh God, that you have placed in position, oh God, to be their caregivers, oh God. We pray their strength, oh God. We pray that your peace overtake them and keep them, oh God. We pray the strength and hallelujah and the healing and the protection of their bodies, of their mind, oh God, that they will operate with patience, with love, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with the strength that you give, Father God. We pray for supernatural strength upon your daughter Brenda Gale, upon your daughter Bonnie, upon your daughter Sean Denise right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for supernatural blessings and favor upon their life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you will bless their latter days greater than their beginnings, oh God. Lord, that when you multiply, oh God, that you will multiply them with your goodness and thy favor, oh Lord. And when you bless, oh God, that you will bless them, oh God, for all that you've called them to be, oh God, that they're obedient to the call and the assignment that is before them. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. We decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. And Lord, we pray right now that you will continue to bless, hallelujah, and bless your daughter, Vernestine, with long life, good life, and strength, oh God, that every need be met, oh God, let there be no lack of your goodness operating in and through her life and those of her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and children to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare together that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. We love you so much. Amen. We thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I lift up Cousin Ann this day and pray her strength and peace of the Lord be upon her in her. And God continue to guide and keep her and bless her life. Amen. Abundantly. Amen. Again, I just thank God. I want to lift up my husband this morning, Pastor Dorsey, amen, and our children, family members, and loved ones, and to pray for them. Pray for unity and peace. Where, again, where there has been a misunderstanding, God will bring understanding. And where there has been the lack of joy, that God will bring joy and happiness to all. Hallelujah. That every family be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us pray as we pray our collective prayer this morning. And then we're going to go ahead and get off the line again. I thank you, family, for coming on this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Willing to stand in the gap and intercede on behalf of our family and loved ones, knowing that there's somebody praying. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Have your way, God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, oh God, humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just have your way right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now, right where we are. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, oh God. For this is the day that you have made that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, oh God, and even right now you're already working, you're already moving, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you remembered us this day, oh God, and that you kept us and those in our family, oh God. We
thank you, oh God, that you have blessed us in our giving, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you've already blessed us in our going and coming up today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your hands to protect our bones and our family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and hallelujah, that we can call upon your name, oh God, that you answer us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for sending your only begotten Son, oh God, hallelujah, to save a dying world, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even Shana Marokoromo Shabaya. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. And we hold a thousand tons of peace up. We still can thank you enough, but yet we thank you. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of our mothers, oh God. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of our fathers and our sisters and brothers and our nieces and nephews, our children, oh God. Grandchildren, sons, and brothers, we thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, my God. We say thank you enough. Lord, we lift up our eight brothers and eight armors and say, we lift up our eight Eliza Jane and our eight Christ, and we lift up our eight Jared, hallelujah, eight Ruth and May, oh God. We lift them up to you this day, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen them, oh God. That you will continue to bless them, oh God. That you will continue to teach them, oh God. That you will see your heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the cover that this soul that shall be no other way. We declare the cover that this soul left, oh God, goodness, I'm so we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We thank you, oh God, that you still have the Holy Spirit of promise, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we are here by the strength of Jesus Christ. We don't have to keep on operating in sickness. We can't see in the car right here that we are here. We thank you, oh God, that you have blessed us there, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, let unity and Lord, oh God, be upon our family, oh God, and each household, oh God. We pray for this morning, oh God. We pray for our children, oh God, and your children and children to come, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for continued healing right now. Continue blessing us. Pray for the love of your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up Angela to say, oh God. We lift up Shannon to say, oh God. We pray for hallelujah. Their protection, oh God. Their peace, oh God. Their healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Their peace, hallelujah. And we ask, oh God, that you continue to bless, oh God. Their unity come, oh God. And their peace for one another. I never before, God. We let your miracles find the wonders of your great blessings upon this family, oh God. And all that's connected to us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, Father God, even as we enter into the new year, God, anything that you promised us, oh God, that we receive this year, that we receive before this year end, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, what is our healing? What is deliverance? What is our finances upon us? What is our stuff, oh God? Whatever it is, oh God, we want, oh God, let us receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we are praying right now for divine intervention. That you are divinely intervene, oh God. Hallelujah, take it all around for our good. And those in our family, oh God, want to see them be going in the wrong direction. That you are turning around and going in the right direction. When things are going down, they should go up, oh God. That you are turning around and going up and not down. That things are supposed to go down when they're going up. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you're a God of turnaround, oh God. We know you're a God that is able, oh God. We know you're a way blessing, God. We know you're being healed, oh God. We know you're being God that blesses your children, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. What do we give, oh God? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've given it all to us, oh God. We sit your son in the family, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, oh God. That cleanses us, God. That sanctifies us, God. That redeems us, God. That makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you for your shed blood. That reaches us, God. On the highest mountain. That falls to the Lord's head, oh God. We just want to say thank you. My Lord, my God. Lord, we pray right now that you open up new doors and new seasons. Hallelujah. That we can walk into those doors that you open, oh God. God, you'll bring healing and blessing. Amen. Deliverance and peace. Good relationships, oh God. My Lord, my God, cause every door right now that the enemies are operating through. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you for calling those. There's no exit open, oh God. Again, it's our lives, those in our family, oh God. We are who have received in the areas where they cause sickness and disease, destruction, see that calls them to bring it together. We are who have received in the areas where in our lives, and those in our family, we are put it right down our feet, and we declare the clear end of the shore. We destroy every work of the devil, and we plan an agenda, and we take up hallelujah. Hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we declare the corner that it is destroyed, and we declare the corner of faith that it is sold. In the that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. Amen. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That our sins are forgiven. That we're washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we're saved by grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. And it is so. We survive every time with the enemy. We destroy. Hallelujah. We break out of every stronghold and soul tie from every strong man and business of Satan. We blind the eyes of the evil watch upon our lives and those in our family. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. And we deafen the ears of the evil watch. Oh Lord, grow spiritually, oh God. We place the spiritual growth right now. We place the divine, hallelujah, out of our lives and position that we may be able to receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Even as we enter into the new year next week, oh God, we ask that you work a miracle in us, oh God, and change us and make us more like you. We thank you, oh God, that we may hear from you, oh God, and receive. Lord, let us not operate with spiritual deafness or spiritual blindness. Open up our eyes, oh God, that we can see beyond the natural to the supernatural. Unstop our ears that we may be able to receive from you, oh God, and hear beyond the natural and to the supernatural to receive from you, Father. And we just want to say thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for telling you, and Jesus came and said, I am the truth and the life. So we thank you for life from today. We bless your holy name. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over every home on today that's on the line. All that we have and all that we will have in love, we take the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. The Bible says, where the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. So we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we have and all that we will have right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Over this prayer line, hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The dead for our sins to fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all today. I pray you enjoy the rest of your day in the Lord. And remember to give God praise. Hallelujah. Every chance you get. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. God bless your family at this time. I will open up your line if you have anything you like to say. If not, just say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Donnie and Angela.
Well, thank God for this day. And Merry
amen.
Christmas to everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm opening up everybody's line so we can all hear each other. Amen. Amen. God bless you both. And Vera and Cousin Bonnie. Merry Christmas. And Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruth and May and Aunt Eliza Jane. Go ahead.
God bless you and your family. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Have a wonderful,
amen,
wonderful day today with your
amen
family and your friends.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
From me and my mom,
amen,
we love you, we love you.
We love you, too. God bless you both. Amen. It ain't a lot to say. We love you so much. God bless you, too.
Love you a lot.
Amen. 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 Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I can say thank God for the phone this morning. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all the family from me and Sammy Gordon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. God bless you. God keep you both. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Cousin Ken, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Once again, a Merry Christmas to everyone, to all my aunts and to my cousins on the line. And thank you all, and I love you all. And thank you, Tyronika. And everyone
amen
have a wonderful
God
day.
Bless you. Love you too. You too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Dorita, go ahead.
God love you, and I love you too, and have a blessed day and Merry Christmas. Amen.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless you too and your family and your husband and everyone, your children and everything. And I'm thankful for you. And I am celebrating today is Jesus' birthday. And
amen.
I'm celebrating Jesus. And I love you and I love everybody that's on the line. And y'all have a good day for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless everyone. I thank God for everyone on the line today. I thank God for family. I thank God for unity. I thank God for his peace. I thank God for the blessing. I thank God for all. Amen. That we always be in a place of thanksgiving and just thanking God no matter what. I thank you all for praying for me. I thank you for the outpour of love and support in ministry. God bless you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you all. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you have the peace, hallelujah, that the world can give. Amen. May you live with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, knowing that you are daughters, amen, of the Most High God. May you come to know that where your foot falls, God goes with you. Amen. The power of God's word lives in you because Christ, your Savior, lives in you. Amen. Let this week to come, amen, battle, chance, and triumph as every enemy is defeated in your life, whether it's sickness, whatever it may be, I decree and declare that we are victorious. Amen. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, and we thank God for you all. God bless your family. Enjoy the rest of your day and Merry Christmas.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed up for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Been nobody there to put me.